I am the president of the Timmins Multicultural Society and current chair of the Timmins Multicultural Festival.
Okay, it's coming up this weekend.
It is.
We talked about this earlier, but catch me up to date. What's new and exciting, and what word do you want to get out before Sunday?
I want everyone to ensure that they book their time off to come and enjoy the festival. Doors, well, Parade of Nations starts at 12 noon with the welcoming ceremony to start immediately after. And once the ceremony is done, then the doors will open where everyone can come in and enjoy the culinary offerings from around the world, as well as the global entertainment that'll be on the stage.
Do you want to elaborate on the global entertainment?
Absolutely. We've been really fortunate that 99% of our entertainment is local this year. We've got returning the New Moon Singers with their powwow demonstration and round dance. The Timmins Police Pipes and Drums will again attend and get us going with some great piping and drumming. We have new to the stage this year some dancers representing Nepal, and they are from the community. We also have returning Paul Sabolge, who will be entertaining us with some Croatian music. We have a Bollywood dance group who are also local. We have a Ukrainian performance by Katerina and Sofia Shevchenko. They are new to the community and the first time on our stage. We have a number of Filipino performances from the Filipino Association here in Timmins, as well as the Maharlika Filipino community. We also have some music coming from them as well, and a Chilean dance by, and I know I'm not saying this right because I just learned their name by email today, the Pechuani family of Timmins. And of course, local favorite Mr. Bill will be on stage with some Celtic music.
You are blowing me away with the diversity in this community. It's even more than what I remember from my past life in Timmins, let's say.
Well, over the last couple of years, we doubled our membership. We have over 30 different nationalities represented by the Timmins Multicultural Society, and it is absolutely glorious. It is so beautiful and diverse, and I've been learning so much in my role here that it's just mind-blowing, and such wonderful people to work with. They are so excited and enthusiastic for this festival. You just got no idea. It's going to be so much fun.
What's the admission fee?
We're requesting donations at the door. We're hoping people are able to start with maybe $2. All the proceeds go towards the festival's expenses and planning for the 52nd annual festival next year. So we've been very appreciative of the community's donating spirit, and we've got a number of sponsors that are ensuring that we continue on as well.
What about the food? Is it all free or is there a charge for
There
sampling
is
the
a
food?
nominal charge. The prices are set by each organization. So each booth is run by its own group that represent various communities. So we do have Italy will be there with some food, Croatia, the Ukraine, Jamaica, Cuba, India, in our indigenous friends will also be with us. There'll be some African offerings. Ecuador, I believe, is on board as well. The Netherlands will have something from Japan this year, Trinidad, Austria. Oh my gosh, everybody wear your stretchy pants.
Good point. Anything you want to add to any of this?
I just really like to say a a big thanks to our supporters that have continued to ensure that this event goes on. This year, we've been able to again have the City of Timmins, Newmont Porcupine, Northern College, the Timmins and District Multicultural Center, Lady Luck Restaurant, Kins and Klomp are also part of it. And new to us this year is TD Bank, who have come on. So it's just absolutely wonderful. And of course, we appreciate everything that our media friends do for us, like yourself, Bob. So thank you.